Frank Frangie here. Kuhn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Kuhn. Call 398-8601, kuhnflowers.com.
This is The Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
The day after, man. The day after. Hey, gum, this microphone. There we go. There we go. Stay up for a while.
People were all in their fields, man.
Yeah.
All in them. Like, one person said, I wish I could find a picture of his kid and call the baby ugly. I was like, that's just not nice and rude.
People got me in a bad mood today.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's – I don't know what it is. It's like the more I think about
menopause.
This whole thing, what'd you say?
You're a curmudgeon. You're getting up there, man. Once you get past 47, man, it's all
downhill. It's just the more I think about this whole thing, the more it's just like – it's just so silly, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is just so silly.
Agreed.
It's like – and now – I mean, we all knew there was no injury, mm-hmm. but – this Joker's going to play on Sunday.
Of course.
And the Jags just sit back there and let it happen. I don't know.
What was he going to do? Can't force
Fine
him.
Fine him.
I broke my back.
Get something. Fine him. Just don't let him get over on you the way he did, which they can't do anything now. I mean, my view hasn't changed except for one thing. What are the Rams doing? I didn't realize they do not have a first-round pick for 5 years.
Wow, that's tough. They're selling out for now.
5 years, man. Wow. I mean, what's the record? That's got to be a record,
the Nets,
right?
Remember when the Nets got like –
I'm talking about NFL.
Yeah, like, I don't NFL in record. The NFL, wasn't it the Saints back in the day?
Yeah, they went like 2 years, though.
Was it only that?
Two or three
or
years,
or maybe,
yeah.
Did the Cowboys?
I don't know, but 5 years.
Didn't the
years?
Cowboys get like a boatload of picks back in the 90s or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, with the...
I don't know.
With the...
They traded Herschel Walker.
Herschel trade. Yeah. But, I mean, 5 years? Talk
lot.
About mortgaging your future. And that's not just Jalen, that's...
Yeah, it's
a bunch of deals
started.
They've done.
They haven't had one, I believe, in a little bit.
Man. Rams, but I don't know who the GM of the Rams is.
He talked today for 30 minutes, unlike our GM, who.
We're going to get to that.
We can't hear from for 10 seconds.
We are going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to do a whole segment on press conference coming up next. But. Whoever the Rams GM is, he's got to be sitting there going, okay, if we are to win a Super Bowl, which they're not going to, but if we were to win a Super Bowl, how long does that guarantee my job? Because even if we wanted to rebuild, we couldn't. Let's say Goff just turns out to be terrible. Let's say one of those defensive players gets hurt. I mean, let's say that, I don't know, something crazy. Jalen Ramsey's not happy there and pitches a little baby fit. Like, you can't rebuild.
Mm.
He's putting it all on red and black right now.
Yeah, they haven't even had a first-round pick since Jared Goff, 2016.
It's a bold strategy.
It's worked so far, but
yeah,
this year looks rough.
Works for the Patriots.
Patriots don't trade all those picks like that.
But they normally trade down and get more picks.
Yeah,
they're like masters of the late rounds, I think.
Yeah, and they don't have the contracts that the Rams have, so they can make some moves in free agency. Like, that's really where they've made their money is they. We've talked about this before. They scout so well every year coming out of the combine that the minute somebody lets somebody go, they're mm-hmm. like, oh no, we can make something out of them.
True.
Rams, you know what the Rams are? The Rams are like the Redskins when Snyder first bought the team. Remember how he tried to just assemble this dream team?
Mm-hmm.
And it fell flat on its face. Now, the Rams had success last year. But, my gosh, they better hope this works. We were talking about the cap last night, but I had no idea about their draft situation. It's like, they don't even need a scouting department, really.
Yeah, I mean, they're only going after a couple guys, and they're not hot premium guys.
Yeah. I mean, if you are a college player and the Rams come to you and want to interview you, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I guess they could always trade back up into it, but even then. And that's the other thing. They can't really unload any of this stuff because who's going to take the contracts? They have handcuffed themselves to all these jokers. So.
Yeah, I don't imagine there's any suitors out there for Todd Gurley at the moment.
No. No. Uh-uh. So interesting times in the NFL right now. All over the place, really. I mean, Rick and I were talking about the Cincinnati game. We're supposed to win, but I mean, you have extreme confidence at the Jacksonville
Not at all.
Cincinnati?
No. Not at all, man. Like, the problem is that I don't have confidence in anything these guys do. Like, forget all of this other stuff, man. We got coaches. Remember what Carolina said about our defense? Never in life have they ever been able to run the same play. Have I heard the same play called over and over again? Did anybody outside of this Jalen fiasco, did anybody listen to what Sean Payton said about our offense? It looks the exact same as last year's. It's just a different name.
He said if they played for 8 quarters, the Jaguars would not score a touchdown.
Bump Jalen. Bump anybody else. That's embarrassing. The people who are actually on the field aren't any good, along with the coaching. Like, that's the story. Like, what gives you faith that you, like, right now you can be defeated and you're holding off hope that, well, it's going to turn around because we play the Jags. The same story for the 12 years that I've been here. That's what the fan base should be pissed about. You're being sold a bill of goods to be patient. Every week, Calais comes on here. We don't know what this team is. Neither do you. And that's a shame. Like, we should know what this team is. We should have an idea about the identity.
We kind of do.
Like, they're good.
Yeah, they're a 2-4 football team.
Jag. Like, I was thinking we can get rid of this term that one of my good friends in the Sports Illuminati, Rob Katz, says. Jag. Just a guy. That's what we're doing. We're getting rid. We're getting pissed off, and we're getting rid of our best players for just guys.
Well,
or they don't want to be here.
I wasn't gonna say that. I don't think this regime's gonna be making any decisions moving forward. I think I wouldn't be mad. I don't. When I say regime, I actually don't count Doug Marrone in this because I think Doug Marrone has been kind of screwed in all this too.
Yeah, but do you think he's a good coach?
I don't think he's bad.
That's not a good answer.
Well, I mean, are you guaranteed to hire a good coach? Like, look at all the hires this past year. Which one of those have worked out?
It's very early.
We're talking about winning now. I'm not trying to be difficult.
If the Jags fire their front office.
Yeah, they'll fire
and
him
their
too.
Coach.
Yeah, they'll fire
they're
him
not
too.
Trying to win right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... It seems like this is going to be a rebuild.
No.
They got tons of picks.
You got to pick one or the other, though, JJ. You either got to – you like James is saying, you're not going to win now with who you've got in there. You've got a better chance of winning now with changing everything.
Yeah. Like right now is the best thing to do.
And I think that is what's going to happen. I think at the end, I think we said this the other day, I think Black Monday, there's no use in doing all of it now, but.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay them.
Yeah, Black Monday, I think all of them will be gone. And then, you know, the way you'll see it happen is that EVP spot will be eliminated.
Should be.
It won't be one. They'll hire a general manager, and he'll hire the coach. Now, the bigger question is, and nobody wants to ask this because everybody likes him, are we sure Shad Khan can do this? Because he hasn't really done it here, and isn't his soccer team relegated again?
Oh, yes, they're in the second division.
They suck again?
Yeah.
I thought they got good right one season.
They got good, and then they immediately went back down.
Sound familiar?
Huh?
Right?
And if the Jags could be relegated, they would have been a long time ago.
We would definitely be in the WAC.
The XFL.
Don't you disrespect the XFL. We don't know what they got yet.
They got Cardale. They got a couple of boost lines.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Can we get some jerseys?
I'm going to ask Reggie for that. I'm going to ask Reggie about the jersey.
Who'd he go to? Do you know?
Tampa.
Tampa?
That's our team.
It is?
Well, I mean, the local team. Is that the team we're adopting? We're Tampa Viper fans.
Okay. Closest team to us.
I mean, I'm game. Whatever y'all want to do.
Let's do it.
That's fine. I mean, for once, we could all three pull for the same team.
That would be interesting.
What's the name of their team?
The Vipers, I believe.
Yeah.
The Vipers?
Snakes.
Don't like the name, but.
I can roll with the Vipers.
All right. Yeah. Heard worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. There have been worse teams.
It's better than the Apollos.
I was about to say, that was trash. And I'm not going to get behind a Steve Spurrier-coached football team.
They won it all.
They won
it.
They're the national champions of a world. Defunct league.
But I couldn't live with
world champions.
That too. But no, I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, you remember how I was talking? I'm really starting to take offense. Like, I don't know if they want me as a fan. Like, and they do all this the year I get a press pass? Like, what am I supposed to think?
I mean, it's
on the day we got fried rice and beef and broccoli?
That's true.
This is the thanks they show us?
You like the beef and broccoli better than the chicken?
No, the chicken was better.
Yeah.
But I needed some veggies, though.
Oh, gosh.
So I needed the broccoli, even though it was kind of stewed down.
Right.
I had no healthy value, but.
They made sure they fed you first before the trade. That way they'll get you to remember that food, you know. Fair. You'll be back.
Oh, you'll be back, yeah. We'll be back for the Nodgers.
Jets game.
Yeah. 563 says, I'll pay the tampering fine if I was Khan to try and get Lincoln Riley before Dallas does.
What kind of tampering fine is that? He's not in the NFL.
He's not in the NFL, yeah.
He's in college. You could tamper all day.
Exactly.
Send a jet. Yeah. Figure out a way to get the yacht into Middle America.
It's got to be some lakes and rivers that join.
Yeah, some way to get
something
there, right?
294 on the 1010XL text line, built by Lifetime Enclosure, says, guys, disagree with y'all tonight big time. Usually don't. The regime will be here next year. Jalen is a disaster, James. Think about what he did. Disaster, he blows up at the next place, promise.
What did I say about – see, this is what I'm talking about. I just said nothing. Jalen's not on the team. Jalen's not on the team. We're 2-4 at the club.
Mm-hmm.
2-4 club that doesn't look like that doesn't look like they're necessarily going to win. It wasn't even Jalen's fault that we lost the last two games. It wasn't really on the defense. It was on the they ran through us and around us in Carolina.
The first one was the second one. They're doing the whole flip flop.
Yeah, thing. I mean,
but why can't? First of all, we were talking about the front office. I don't even know if Jalen was mentioned. And
no, he
to
wasn't.
Be so for sure that the regime will be back next year. What are you watching,
you know
bro?
What?
I had Bump a. It. I had
if
a,
you want the regime back, you deserve it.
The regime ain't gonna be back.
You deserve.
Shad
the regime
said
if you
before
want them back.
The year that they have to win. Well, Shad also told us Jalen was playing last week.
Very true.
So there's that.
He said thanks.
He thinks, yeah.
By the way, have you seen the injury report for the Rams?
Is he not on it?
He is, but under injury it says not injury related.
He's so close to being LeVar Ball to me. So close to where I won't even mention that dude.
He's dead to you?
Yes. I am so over all of this. NFL, this is coming in through the text line. NFL doesn't want superstars in Jacksonville. The commissioner's silence during the Ramsey's fiasco is proof that they orchestrated the whole thing. Boy, does the commissioner normally speak out on things like that, James?
No, there's no way to prove it, though.
No.
I mean, there's no way to, like, they're just like it's like a back injury. There's no way to prove it besides the fact that I can't dispute his conspiracy theory. That's the problem.
Well, if the NFL didn't want superstars, then we wouldn't have Gardner freaking Minshew.
That was an accident.
And DJ
and look
Chark.
at how much it spiked, how the depth of disaster it was. It went from rocket. Then this last week,
it was 1 week, bro.
I mean, yeah, but what if it happens next week?
It was, I mean.
But I agree with this. I don't necessarily think the NFL doesn't want the Jags to have superstars. Stupid. That's kind of out there. But
I mean, especially since this is going to be their London team.
Easy, JJ. Please don't go there.
That was a troll, guys. Just
please
relax.
Don't go there. What is Dom talking about? I disagree with you two completely. Doug is not the best coach the Jags have ever had, and the Jags aren't a Super Bowl contender this year.
He must be. Is there another show on?
There is another show.
Dom wouldn't be listening.
He's
to
listening
that.
To the other show because that's definitely not what we said, Dom.
Oh, I see what he's doing now. I see what he's doing. He's making fun of the other textures. For just taking something that we didn't even say.
Yeah.
What
was our dude's name yesterday? Carl?
I don't know.
The black guy. Oh. I'm assuming he's black. Sorry if you're not.
It wasn't Carl, but I know you.
But
yeah.
Who clearly came in and just bashed us.
What was his name?
John. Or
John. John.
Yeah, John.
John, Carl.
Same thing.
One of them letters in the alphabet.
Same thing. Yeah. Should I take this call before we break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
We need something to cheer you up, bro.
I know. D, what's going on?
Hey, man. I'm glad y'all took a call before break. Hey, Denny, I agree with you. Fire everybody in the front office. I'm going to give y'all two names. I will go after Will McClay over in Dallas. And if I'm not mistaken, Big James, is Mark Mayhew assistant GM out in San Francisco?
Yes.
He's got to be one of them.
Comes from
San Francisco,
a great high school,
got it
too,
going on.
Actually, I like both of those. I do. I like both those. The only thing that scares me about hiring anything front office in Dallas is you're not going to have the same resources here that you have in Dallas. Nobody is. Nobody is. I mean, Jerry Jones has poured everything into that. That's the only thing that worries me about hiring somebody from Dallas in the front office.
But Big Dennis, that guy out there, man, he's got an eye for talent right now.
Oh, listen, look at their draft picks. Look at what they've done. I mean, it's even taken the chance on Jalen Smith. I mean,
correct.
And then the next year took the other linebacker in the first round. Now they're set.
No,
you're right. I mean, they've had a good offensive line for a while. They haven't really won anything. That's the problem. That's not his fault. That's on Garrett.
Now, out there in San Francisco, I know John Lynch is the man, but he hadn't had no experience, and he did a hell of a job by going getting Mark Mayhew to help him out.
Yeah. Well, those are good calls, D. Those are good calls, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right. I'll
I like Mark Mayhew.
I'll get a little better attitude coming in. I am
I don't know.
I'm so frustrated.
We had a Minshew interview, bro.
I like Martin. He's a Knoll. Two-time Knoll.
Those were great in Jacksonville.
I would like to be, this is where I'm going. I would like him to be the athletic director possibly at Florida State. He wasn't stellar, but in his defense, nobody's stellar in Detroit.
Bump this. Bump it. Bump it all. Just go get Jim Bob Cooter.
If we would have had for the laws.
Yes.
And Cooter makes everything better.
I mean, at this point.
If we would have had Cooter.
You think Jalen would have left?
Jalen not leaving no Cooter?
Absolutely
not.
No.
Per the text line and Twitter,
that's what
keeps him
around.
He got too much.
I mean, if we're going to stink, let's stink with Cooter. That's about as good as I can get right now. Sorry. You know, JJ, you know what? I'm PO'd, bro. It's like we come in here every freaking night and we have – they teased us with 2017. There was a tease. Mm-hmm. Every night we have to come in here and we have to talk about this bull crap.
Using words that we don't want to use.
Like crap.
Yes.
Like crap.
Do you have any idea how many times you almost hit the dump button in the two sentences I just did?
I want to come in and talk like Mincy.
Yes, me too.
I want to just come
doesn't
in and
care.
I want to come in and talk like we did in 2017, bro. You couldn't tell us nothing in 2017.
We gonna go to the Super Bowl. We gonna win.
Yeah, we gonna win that.
I mean, you hear Duval everywhere.
Oh, that's my 8 o'clock.
It's like somebody would jump on the Jags, and the whole damn city would go after him. It's like, and now we got half the people defending a player that's not even here. Not half anymore. But a lot. Then we got other people defending a staff that's done nothing. Both of them suck. It's like, I'm tired of it, man. It's like, dang. What's wrong with you?
The microphone attacked me.
Oh.
It just punched me right in my eye.
See, that's what we're dealing with here. Things are so bad, the stationary things are punching James in the eye. Treating him like he's Miles Garrett.
That, you know, savage. What? That's when I'll be savage, like, our fan base is real.
Bro, that ain't savage. That's just sheer stupidity.
No, that's when you're so over losing, dude.
Man, you don't care about your life.
I love that the dude took a picture with him first. That's smart. Amazing.
Because obviously after you punch him, you're not going to get the picture right.
That's so funny.
Yeah, then ask afterwards.
I forgot why I came here, sir. Like, but
so I'm just going to punch you.
So I know I punched you, but is there a way I can get a picture with you right now?
The thing is, should have punched Baker.
Yeah.
Got to find Baker.
Or OBJ.
Yeah, like there's guys.
Is OBJ really?
He's actually performing. He's underperforming, but not nearly as bad as
Miles
Baker.
Garrett's not underperforming.
Definitely not.
No.
I mean, I haven't been watching closely this year, particularly to him, but he's always one of their best players.
That's the funny thing about the Browns. When you look at their GM, he's put together a hell of a roster. It's just
terrible coach.
Terrible coach. And a quarterback that's literally like a little sinking turd. Yes, it could be worse then. I guess we could. They're be the Browns.
They're entertaining.
They have the same record as the Jags, I believe.
Bro.
But the hype going into the season was overwhelming.
How are they more entertaining than what this crap we have here is?
On the field, the Browns are way more entertaining than the Jags, dude. Right, the Jags are unwatchable.
I'm not talking about reality TV, which I don't partake in because I hate it. I'm talking about like actual football.
And OBJ's got some off the field stuff.
Not real house husbands of Duval.
Sorry, listeners. I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to get in here and be in a bad mood, but we're just like the rest of you guys. I'm not going to come in here and front like everything's just great.
That would be cap, right?
Yeah, no capping on this show. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And you call me old and a curmudgeon. So bump you two.
Yeah,
I mean, we got Minshew sound, bro.
We do have
how can I want to hear what Doug
listen.
That.
We got Marone and Minshew. We got Eminem, and that's coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Maybe that's where I should have stopped on the way in. Was it Wednesday night? But there's football on tonight. Troy playing tonight.
Yeah, they canceled the baseball game.
Yeah. Sucks. I saw that. Yep.
I'm just sitting here producing the show without having anything to watch.
Troy game is on.
Yeah, I'm good.
Troy and I think UAB.
When they got rid of the state, I was out.
I don't understand why people play games on like random ass days of the week.
Because they can get on TV.
Yeah, but
audience.
It just doesn't feel comfortable.
Dude, Max, like,
the body
that's all they know.
Designed to play games on Saturdays. Maybe Thursday, but Wednesday? Hump day?
They had to both have an off week or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, get by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. I'm ready for this one by the Town Center to open. It's coming up quickly, though.
Because the one on Beat, well, I won't say
they closed.
Oh, good. Yeah, because you can't even get there from the other side of the damn street.
Right.
I hated that one.
Come on, when you're at Checkers and you're
trying
to get over there.
If you're over on that side of the street, it's a hassle.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for Town Center.
Yeah, Town Center is going to be open for too long. So you can get by. Like, those new ones are amazing. Get by there, get the good stuff. Reach for the good stuff. You deserve it, Jacksonville. I mean, if our football team's going to lose, you might as well be drinking while they do it. Then get to thehumidor.com and get some good cigars. Great selection, already low prices. Type in Sports Den, all one word, all lowercase. You get 20% off plus free shipping. Make sure you type in Sports Den at thehumidor.com. Let's start with Marone. So we do this every Wednesday. And just tell us, JJ, if we need to take a break in between these. We do this every Wednesday. People seem to like it. So we're going to play you the pressers today And then we're basically going to tell you what they really meant to say.
Translate.
What they were really, yeah, there you go. We're going to be translators for it. I'm trying to find the Marone sound in my emails, like the clip numbers.
Well, we could just start at the top while you look.
Yeah, go ahead. So give us how.
So focus on with Jalen was always on football.
Obviously, I had a good relationship with him, and we were working together to get him healthy and get him on the field. That's where my focus was, so he can get on the field and help us, you know, win football games. And, you know, now I'm concentrating on the players out of here and getting our guys, you know, focused on Cincinnati.
Yeah, I really believe him with Jalen. I really think that he and Jalen probably did have a good relationship.
I don't think he did. I think they do. He said he also, like, yeah, he has to play more, but he made other references in.
And that's why I'm like, the confusing, I feel sorry for him.
Jalen even said that after their little dust-up, remember?
So there was something I was told that after this whole thing happened with Jalen in the beginning, it was implied that he was going to have to be disrespectful to people that he actually liked in order to make a move, in order to be able to get to this. Because a lot of people, I am going to beat this, and I'll die on this hill. Jalen Ramsey is not the only person who feels about the Jaguars front office in that locker room. And it's not two. It's not three. It's a lot more than that. And I do know this. When you have really more than two, like, you actually have something that can rot the culture.
Let me ask you something, though. All right? And I'm not – this is a legitimate question. Could Jalen have kind of been the ringleader of that, though? Could Jay, like, I mean, we've all been in locker rooms where there's mm-hmm. a ringleader of it, and fair. He's bringing – you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
And now that he's gone, could we see some of that shift?
To the point of what you're saying, kind of in the same vein. Do you remember we were talking maybe like – not was it 17 or was it 18 when you had this nucleus of guys and they were all talking about we're going to all sign these contracts and we're going to grow together?
Like, there was a 17.
You said 17, but there was a right. But there was a like your, there was your Telvin, there was your Yannick, there was your Jalen, there was
Miles.
Your Miles Jack. There was a bunch of guys talking about, hey, we're gonna, you know, you get your money here, we get this, and we're gonna grow and build something. It's not any like it's kind of weird that those are the guys who are a little frustrated.
But that being said, they paid Telvin.
Yeah, but Telvin was paid already pre-17.
Right, and then they, and I may be wrong on the order of this, but they paid Telvin.
Paid Miles.
And then they offered Yannick, and then they paid Miles.
Yeah. The Yannick offer, if you're to believe what you're to believe, he got $2 million. It was $2 million this year.
Right.
No matter what.
And then it was
and then, 19. But balloons up to 19.
Right.
But you know if you hit the market, you have the ability to make more than 19. I believe if it was 21, which probably would have been too much money, maybe even 20. I don't think we have this semantics. My point is that if Jalen did it or Jalen didn't, Jalen might have, let's say Jalen is a ringleader. Does it still make it not true? Mm-hmm. When I listened to Marone's press conference today when I was getting cleaned up by T-Wig, I heard a coach for the first time that might be in that same
group. We're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to that. So I know what you're talking about, just in case people haven't heard it, because I want to spend some time on that. Let's go clip two, respects every player in the locker room.
I respect everyone that's in that locker room and the way they handle a lot of their things. I think it's difficult, especially when a player is injured, you know, and doing everything they can to get back. So I have no issues.
Well, who's he talking about there? Foles? Was he surprised by the trade?
In his league, nothing ever really surprises me anymore, you know, especially from the business side of things. I found out kind of like everybody else did, you know, late last night. Dave came in and told me.
That means he knew they've been working on a trade for weeks.
I haven't heard the answer. I haven't heard for it. Is this the blueprint for other unhappy players?
I think we got to be careful when we say that this is a blueprint with injury and wanting to move, because obviously he did have an injury. So I don't even want to take to go there. How to stop anyone else from doing it? I can't answer that question. I really can't.
Marone's going to die on that hill, bro.
He is. Just but chill out. I mean, at this point, he can't look like an idiot either, though.
And because Jalen's got all his homies in the locker room, you can't just, I don't know.
I don't.
You don't want to totally.
I think they like him. They like Marone. I think they all don't like one person.
Lambo, is that bad?
Yeah. It's all about Lambo, man. Damn weird-ass kickers, man.
The hats. It's the hats.
Yeah. I mean,
I think, but I'm also listening to, the, like, it's so, this is the wild part. And it's already a made up, like, fine. Jalen's, anybody who knows, like, everybody can't do what Jalen did. Actually, they can try. Jalen's thing worked because Jalen's damn good at his job. Like, AJ wouldn't do it because AJ knows that if he doesn't do well this year, he's cut anyway.
AJ's thankful for the money he's getting.
Let Trey Herndon go in there and say, I don't like the way Tom talked to me. So stop. Mark Long is the one who asked that dumbass question, right? That was the guy with the voice, right?
I don't know.
That sounded like, because I was listening to T-Wig when he was, like, he recorded everything. I think Mark Long asked the question, is this the blueprint for other players?
That's not a dumb question.
That's not a dumb question at all.
He's literally one of the best players.
Yeah, but
every profession.
But what you've seen now, I mean,
okay.
This
let me ask you this, Frank. Not to put this into it, Frank gets to do certain things at the station that James Coleman can't do, right?
Right.
Frank is way better at his job than James Coleman is. When you're way better, you get to do stuff.
But
we all can agree.
He didn't preface the question by saying,
"But
like,
it's not a blueprint."
Oh, can the crappy players?
No,
is
but
this
what,
a blueprint for
but
crappy
it's not
players?
A blueprint. What is a blueprint?
That
it's
means
a strategy
it
of
shows
how to do it.
You. It shows other players around the league
yes.
we can, a way
which,
to do.
Which
this.
I mean, you have to be. Yes, can every good player on every team?
Which you could argue the NBA is given the blueprint.
But what I'm
to
saying,
these guys.
Can every good player do things differently than every other bad player? Yes.
Well, that's a blueprint.
But what I'm saying is, it could have this always been able to be done. Like, this isn't new.
I think coming off of the AB situation and now this, I think people are, and I think rightfully so.
I think players are just now realizing they can do this. They have a lot more power than they thought.
Exactly. So this is really
but
what it becomes.
What's your
this
beef
is
with
really
Mark
becomes,
Long about that?
I just think it's not a good. Like, everybody's not finna do this. Because if they could, they would have already done it.
I agree, but.
It's legitimately, and again, it's not something that Jalen just woke up on a Saturday and said, you know what, bump this. It's something that has something that goes down to him not liking his employer. It happens in every business and every profession.
Well, we saw it happen with the Steelers over the last two seasons.
And AB also didn't like being disrespected by a guy who literally saying he's an off-field distraction by a guy who's got multiple off-field distractions. Like, none of this is not coming from a play. None of this stuff. Wait a minute, I'm trying to think. I think one player did.
It was a motorcycle accident, and then he.
I don't agree with AB or Jalen.
Did not get charged for those.
I don't agree with AB or Jalen and how they did it. I believe if Jalen really had an issue, he should have fought out this season. And, you know, then you make your moves in the offseason. I think it would be the best thing for everybody.
Abide to your contract is my thing, you know?
It's not reciprocal. But the thing is, you know how they could actually, you know what? You said it. Buy to your contract, and every
but
time somebody—
I'm not a guy—
no,
before you go on,
yeah.
I don't want to be the guy who sounds like, oh, well, you know, you sign an NFL contract, you play, because I think what they do with the franchise tag in the NFL is disgraceful and disgusting.
I think the owners need to— this
but,
is just
but
a
we're
bargaining
not at
chip.
That point yet.
The owners, when it comes to the next CBA, they need to address this.
They
I agree
will,
with
I'm
that.
Sure.
I agree with that. But that means they're going to have to give up something.
It smells like it could be a work stoppage.
I'm being quiet through this because— it's like, I don't even really know where to start with all this. Like, I just, at the end of the day, it's not even like, at the end of the day, there's right and there's wrong. Period. You reported to camp. You came to camp. You said you were Duval till you die. And then you lied about an injury. Like, you told all of us about in that when you were wearing your grandma's toilet seat cover in a press conference, you told all of us about what a great competitor you were and how you've never missed a game, and then you lied about an injury. Like, I went last segment, the front office here is not good. It's just two wrongs don't make a right. I disagree with you on the dumb question, because I think that is a legitimate question, because there are superstars on every team. And we now have seen two superstars use a blueprint basically to get out of the way. For one, it didn't work at all. He's begging to come back in. For the second, that's to be determined.
And then Le'Veon just sat out the entire year.
Right. So I don't.
Le'Veon's was clearly dumb about money, but his was purely about money.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm in a bad mood though.
That's what I'm saying. Like a player not wanting to sign his free agent. I mean, not free agent. Excuse me. His franchise tag is sitting out. Like, he's not the first player to ever not want to sign his free agent tag. He might be the first one that sat out a whole year and lost the kind of money he lost.
Right, most of them are report.
Yeah, most of them report. But, like, hell, didn't Mojo do that here?
He
ended up reporting.
Yeah, he reported before, yeah.
He just missed training camp. Did
he miss a game, too? I think maybe.
And Le'Veon's problem was probably more so they did it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I get it with his position too. Like I mean, Le'Veon, it ended up not working for him at all. But you could make the argument at the running back position. I mean, JJ, I understand what you're saying about the way the franchise tag and the way it's misused, but there's a couple positions where that franchise tag really isn't that bad.
It doesn't matter though. It's not. They take away your right to choose where you want to go after that contract's over. To me, it doesn't matter how much they're getting paid, whatever. That guy doesn't have the right to be like, unless he wants to walk away from the game.
Well, the spirit of the rule, though, is...
It's unintended consequences.
Well, yeah, but right. Well, the spirit of the rule, though...
So what?
Can I finish?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
God bless!
had this rule forever. It's terrible.
They haven't
had it
forever.
They've had it for a while now.
It's you draft somebody, and you should... They want you to have that ability to re-sign them before anybody else does, because this is a game that without fans doesn't work, without TV viewership and all that kind of stuff. And so when they did free agency, it changed everything for the betterment for the players. So they had to do something.
Well, there's restrictive free agency in other sports where, like, he can go and try to get a contract from another team after his original one's over. If he's a restricted free agent, but that home team that he's been playing for has the ability to match any offer from any team.
Right.
The NFL franchise tag is not like that. It is, no, you're playing here you're paid the average of the top five at your position or whatever the hell it is, no matter how good you are, and no, you have no choice in
that. Do you know how many people, though, that franchise tag has helped out? A ton.
I don't care. It has the ability... to make players not be able to get paid what their worth is. You know, like, yeah, sure, there's going to be some guys that it helps, but there's also guys that it doesn't help. And they don't have a choice either way. It's not right.
Okay. I mean, we're going to agree to disagree on this. I don't have a problem with the franchise tag at all, because it is, I mean, it basically is fully guaranteed, which is what the players want. They all say, we'll take less money if it's fully guaranteed. And then they turn around and they gripe about the franchise tag, which is... fully guaranteed.
But it's not a fully guaranteed long-term deal. It's like, okay, after this year's over, we might do it again, we might not. I mean, you could say it's guaranteed, but it's for 1 year.
All right, let's keep moving. Do we want to hear what went wrong with Jalen from Doug? Because he's not really going to say anything.
I'm sure.
All right.
What if he breaks some news?
Yeah. You know, we were talking every day. We talked last night afterwards. So... I can't speak for that. You know, I was trying, you know, busting my butt to, you know, get him healthy and get him out there. And, you know, that's a great question, you know, for him. I think he's the only one that's going to be able to answer that.
Well, he did get him healthy, according to the Rams injury report. So.
Yeah. This is so depressing. It's not even depressing with the Jalen thing, James. It's depressing that we're running out a head coach that's having to stand in front of local media and answer these questions, who had a perfectly good relationship with the guy who was just traded and really shouldn't be the one up there answering these questions.
Well, that comes to this soundbite, which is really good.
Certainly
I'm sure 5 years from now, 10 years from now, someone will be able to write about it. It's not my job to do that. And again, I know you guys are probably frustrated, but you're talking to a guy that has, I would say, a big job, you know, to get the players ready, that we're discussing something that has nothing to do with where my mind is right now, honestly, you know, and I respect the hell out of you guys. You know that. I just wish I can give you the insight and the answers that question needs to be answered. I don't have that. So, and I wish we can get someone up here that can answer it for. I do. But, you know what I'm saying, Gene? It's me. You know what I'm saying? So I really, you don't know. You don't know until down the road.
So when he says, I wish we could get somebody up here, if you're watching it, he's like referencing to like the PR guy, you know, and like behind him, like, why, you know, where's the GM? Where's Tom Coughlin?
That's what you were talking about
earlier,
right, James? Mm-hmm. That statement.
It's telling. Very telling.
Just saying, man, like.
He's the lone voice.
At some point, like, real talk, like, forget, like, let's. So we don't believe the players because that's not what the NFL and the media have conditioned us to believe. It's always the players' fault. So when the coach implies this, so are we going? So is it still like maybe like we're not going to just?
What
like,
what are you saying? He implied.
Well, I'm saying he's implying that he ain't the issue.
Right.
So, but I'm saying so if the coach, the employee who actually directly reports to TC. Like, we cool with that disrespect as a family? Like, or is it different when it's coming from Doug?
You know what? You
because,
know,
I mean, my position on all of this is, and the reason why this is here is because somebody isn't being a professional and understanding their role as an exec.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that they're
the coach.
You feel
like he should be the one answering the questions.
He's the reason that we're here. He's the one who makes the decisions. Have you ever noticed that every time it comes to a player – or personnel decision, which is because it's true. Doug's like, I don't know. I found out when you guys found out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's – isn't that most teams?
I mean, a lot of people know. Like, oh, well, you know, we sat together and we picked – I'll just say use Gardner. Gardner Minshew would be the best to come here. I don't know if we're getting the quarterback. I don't know. I don't know. Everything's I don't know.
Yeah.
So if everything's I don't know, let's talk to the person who does know.
Well, that's my
by the way, he's an exec, and he's supposed to be in a different vein, and he shouldn't really know. Like, again, I go back to he's cut, but it's a lot of people, like the Rawls guy, and the one thing he said, the problem is the lines are so blurred that we don't know who is who and who's in charge.
Oh, look who's on the podium live. Our boy.
I don't know what you're talking
Jalen
about.
Jalen Ramsey.
On what podium?
The Los Angeles Rams.
I'm not really worried about it, to be honest. I've kind of said that a lot, but I don't think people really believe
it. I can't wait to listen to this.
We can't play it, can we?
I'll try to cut something up, but we got to go to break.
Yeah. Okay. Let me grab this call first real quick. I don't want to make him hold through break. Craig, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's a little telling that Ramsey talked about disrespect being a big issue in this confrontation that happened. And that's pretty much all he did to his teammates. He disrespected them by being dishonest, deceitful. And I would say the man has no honor.
You talking about Jalen?
I mean, how long Absolutely. You been – you work, right? I'm assuming you have a job. Have you ever left your job, left the job, or you've been at the same job your entire life?
Craig, you
No,
there?
I was military, and then I've been commercial aviation for about 31 years.
So commercial, you've been at the same commercial aviation place? Cause that's honorable. Like, I definitely honorable. And military is definitely those things. Like, when people are trying to get, like, what was it? Is it your DDW? What's the form that you get when you get out of the military?
DD-214.
Yeah, DD-214. So, like everybody that you've ever met, when they're about to leave their unit or they're about to transfer a unit, like, they always are up 100% upfront with everybody. They don't ever, like, try to make sure they work things out and then do it. Cause I have people in military, so I mean that's what my missus is in the military.
But
what I'm getting at is that we all in our everyday life when we leave to go to another job, like we don't all we literally do this is entertainment for us. So like, and as a guy who's been in the locker room, it's a business. Like they don't feel deceitful. They don't feel like betrayed. It's a business. They understand the business side. And that's the problem.
You're saying that the other players on the team don't feel betrayed?
No, what
by
I'm
Jaylen?
Saying is like they don't. It's not like college.
He disrespected the entire team, all his teammates. He disrespected by not playing on the field when he could have played.
Now, okay,
he didn't.
If you want to say now, that's okay. I can feel that. But hey, I don't. Like I said, the biggest thing is I don't know. I don't believe he was hurt. Yeah. I'm gonna be like that. I don't believe he was.
I don't believe he was hurt either.
Now I'm with Craig on one thing. Him saying the disrespect thing is humorous to me because of how disrespectful he is to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the
one thing.
The things that I heard today doesn't make it right, but I'm like, all right, well, he just felt like that was the only way he had out, and right. I'm gonna say it doesn't make it right, but I mean, I don't. I really promise you, like. When they wake up tomorrow, like Marcel Darius was already joking about it today. In a week, ain't none of them players going. Like, if they see Jaylen, it's going to be all smiles and Hallmark cards. If somebody really disrespected you to the manner in which you're angry, like, it wouldn't be. I've been in locker rooms where it hasn't been.
I would bet there's a fair share on both sides.
That one, like, to the point, like, when I hear disrespect, I want to fight somebody. I guess my bad.
Oh, no. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it ain't to the point where it ain't that big. Like I
said,
the
one thing, though, is I just want to make sure we're balanced on this.
Right.
We say all the time you can't compare your job to these guys' jobs. That's where people mess up. You can't.
I think the sheer amount of numbers, but I think the other part of it is the reason why is because you're being entertained. Like a lot of the person.
No, it's
the
whole different business model.
Yeah, I'm saying the personal gripes with the fan part is like you don't know this guy. No. You can go on and move, wake up tomorrow, and it doesn't even affect your job. Affects your mood.
Should I take this or break? I got a break, don't I? All right, we got a break. I'll come back, Casey. I'll get to you. We'll finish up. Let's just skip ahead to Gardner Minshew sound. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den on a Wednesday night. Media availability today. I've never been so intrigued by press conferences as we have this year. I guess that's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's not anything else we would need to hear from Doug Marrone, right? The last one's what we really wanted to hear. James.
I don't really remember anything else.
Yeah, the rest of it was like...
T-Wig asked a good question, but you don't have the voices. You just have the answer, so I don't know what he asked.
You just wanted to hear him.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear him ask a question. I was so proud.
What'd he ask?
I forgot. So on my Facebook Live, he played the press conference while I was getting a haircut.
Oh, he asked you a question.
No, he asked Douglas a question.
Well, how were you getting a haircut?
He went. While
he
was
wasn't
there.
Watching it live. I'm assuming.
No, I wasn't watching it live. He came back and played it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
T-Wig really is doing special
got some
things.
Business there.
Yeah, man.
Time travel business.
Well, the other ones were: did team leaders express concerns to him about Jaylen?
That was the thing. Yeah, play that. I do want to hear what Douglas had to say about the team leaders and everybody feeling disrespect.
About Jaylen, no. Other things, yes.
Run that back, Turbo?
Part of it. We have a committee.
Let him finish.
About Jaylen, no. Other things, yes. I mean, that's part of it.
Wait a minute. No. It's a very important thing in there. Run that back one more time because I think the people need to hear that. You said about Jaylen, no.
About Jaylen, no.
Then what else?
Other things, yes.
Oh.
Well, I want to hear the whole answer.
So maybe the food in the locker room?
Part of it. We have a committee and there's things that come up and – you know, hey, coach, what do you think about this? And, you know, we work with the players, and I think they'll tell you that, you know, we've worked through a lot of things. And I think it's helped us football team. I think it will continue to help this football team. The more communication in anything that you do, you know, the better it's going to be.
I think JJ is right. I think he was talking about the chow. The other things.
Or, like, maybe the music and the locker.
Yeah, the music and the locker.
So, okay, are you suggesting, James, that Douglas Marrone – no, I'm being serious here.
Okay.
Are you suggesting that he just straight called Coughlin out the whole press conference?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just listening to what he said, and I'm breaking down a press conference from a play from a guy from the – I don't know how to break it from an outside in.
On that last clip, not the one that we just played, but before we went to break, didn't it seem like that to you, though?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, no, that's what I'm asking.
That's what it seems like to me. I'm just saying we're all coming to this – not James. I just want to be clear because I don't want people to think I'm defending anybody. I'm just listening to this, and I really hear a, hey, I like my players, and my players like me. That's what I'm hearing from this press conference. And I don't know what's going on. I'm not the guy that you should be asking the questions. That is, to be honest with you, if we're talking about respect, that kind of is disrespect because that is his boss.
Yeah, I'm stuck on something here. I'm stuck on, and I don't, let me preface this by this, because I people in Jacksonville, I want to make sure they understand. I hope that when I'm Tom Coughlin's age, that I have done even 10% of the good that that man has done in this world. Like, J Fund, all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, the
we're obviously not talking
about that. Well, but I just,
I think as a person, he's a great person. I think,
And he's so accomplished as a coach.
Right.
So, I mean, he's been at the highest of levels mm-hmm. as a coach.
Very much so.
And I think that gets forgotten a little bit with this stuff, but at the same time,
it shouldn't come up, though.
Why doesn't why doesn't this go up to Shaq Khan?
I mean, hold on.
Run football.
Let me stop.
He's just the guy with the cash.
I don't understand where you're getting at. Jimmy Johnson, very accomplished coach, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy won two or three Super Bowls?
I don't know.
He won a lot of Super Bowls, but didn't he get fired at a certain point?
Yeah.
So, like, it's not that he lost it. He's still to be respected, but he makes mistakes. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Why is this not going up to Shaq Khan? Why are we not?
I think it has. I think when the heart-to-heart that was had that didn't work, apparently, I think the conversation was, I'm going to deal with that.
And you can't fire the owner. So it's like, what do you?
No.
Why isn't this?
What, like, yeah. Like the example James just gave is Jimmy Johnson was fired. Like, so why, if this is the case, if everybody is saying, and I'm not saying y'all are wrong, in fact, I'm probably leaning to where you guys are, that he's referring to things other than the players, then why has Shaq Khan not stepped in?
I think it's not much he can do. I think Shaq wants to see if it'll work. He wants to do everything. I think we talk about professionalism and respect and not blurring the lines. I think Shaq and everybody else has shown TC the professionalism in which he should start. Well, not start, it might be too late. But if it's not, that he should start showing. He was not brought in to coach, contrary to Jason LaCafora reports. He was brought in to advise. Advisors advise. They are not hands-on unless they are paid or called to be hands-on. Like, to be honest with you, this whole thing could have been and we've already said about this on the other show, on the previous show. This thing could have been handled way differently if you just tell your coach how to handle it. Now, if your coach doesn't handle it in the way that you feel better, then you can reprimand the coach. But I think, you know, Shad is leaning onto this. Maybe this is how it works. I don't know much about American football. Apparently he doesn't know much about European football either. But I just think, it's just too much. It's too much. I guess not oversight. What is it? Micromanaging. And he was a very good coach, but he was also fired as a coach to come here and be an exec. And even that, as he was a Super Bowl winning head coach, he was not a Super Bowl winning head coach when he was micromanaging people.
He was still successful.
He was very successful, and I wish he would be that guy, because that guy was successful, and that guy changed. That guy adapted.
No, I'm saying he was successful before that, though.
What I'm saying is Tom Coughlin that was successful was the adapting Tom Coughlin.
Oh, he didn't adapt his first time here.
No.
The AFC Championships.
Yeah, but he didn't win the Super Bowl in New York until he adapted. That's what I'm going at. Like,
yeah.
You've shown the ability to do it. You don't have to be this person that we have painted you in the media to be. Like, it shouldn't – the difference between – it was two sassy individuals that approached him. One backdoored his way out. One threatened him. But Michael Strahan is a little different. Like, it shouldn't take that. Like, you shouldn't learn from your – we were talking about wisdom. Wisdom is learning from your mistakes and doing things differently. Like, you should know, okay, well, maybe – okay, let me change some things. Jalen, let me talk to you. How do we do this – you know, again, but it's a lot of implying – that's pretty much what this whole thing is a lot of trying to figure out what's going on. But the Doug Marrone interview, from what his words were, is that when they asked him, did the leaders talk about Jalen and were there problems with him? No, but there were other problems. He could have just ended it at that.
Now that I heard the whole answer, JJ, will you play that again? Because I had not heard it when you were saying stop, James. So I was wanting to hear like the context of the whole thing.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
About Jalen, no. Other things, yes. I mean, that's part of it. We have a committee. And
okay, hold on.
There's
hold
things
on.
That come hold up. On.
So the question was, who's did team committee? Leaders express concerns to him about Jalen?
Right.
And now, I just want everybody to hear that. So now play it again.
And, you know, hey, coach, what do you think about this? And, you know, you work with the players, and I think they'll tell you that, you know, we've worked through a lot of things. And I think it's helped us football team. I think it will continue to help this football team.
Okay. The more I think y'all are right. No, I think y'all are right. I did not hear that earlier. I just heard bits and pieces because I was running around like crazy today. I did not hear that earlier, but now listening to that again, after hearing it the first time, I think y'all are dead right. I think he is saying, I'm good with these guys. Like, and I can't stand up here and say, hey, you need to be asking somebody else. I can't be that direct. But, James, I think you're right. I think those first two sentences out of his mouth were very, very telling.
And to me, the verbals, he could have ended it at no.
Mm-hmm. Just like the other question.
Yeah.
He could have ended at, I don't know any more than y'all know. He really could have ended it, but he chose to say, basically, I wish the people who did know were up here answering your question.
And the reason why is this a big deal? These are the guys who are left.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting.
No, I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
Just got 8 o'clock next.
Yeah. We never got to Minshew. Did he say anything today, though?
Not exactly, because he wasn't asked anything interesting about Jalen. That's all we care about. Like, people were literally asking him about banged-up tight ends and Cam Robinson's progress. And, like, dude, what are you guys doing? Asking him about preparing for an undermanned Bengals? Like, no one cares about this stuff. I care about the fact that Jalen liked an Instagram post about him being tackled. Ask him that.
Right.
Be a professional, man. Nobody cares about these stuff. About wearing a knee brace?
Was that on there?
They're all on there.
Yeah, I'm
his learning
I'm
curve.
I'm actually
so far.
Reading the
focused
transcript.
On field position and turnovers. Like, dude, nobody cares about this.
Yeah, I'm looking at the transcript now.
Better questions, dudes. Come on.
8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Luce Air Quality. That's LuceAirQuality.com. Environmental experts, so indoor environmental professionals, they can do environmental testing on your home or your business. If you think you have mold issues, get them in there. If you have water damage or fire investigation that you need, get them in there. You don't want to live that way. It's going to cost you a ton of money, and you're going to get sick. You don't know anybody who does this. We're telling you who does it. Luce Air Quality. That's LuceAirQuality.com. Or you can call them at 904-803-1014. Can I start at 8 o'clock?
Sure.
I'm tired of hearing one specific thing about the Jalen stuff, about the retailers and his jersey sales. Now, if you want to, if you want to, as a fan, say, I'm mad that I got a Jalen jersey and now it's not worth, okay, that's fine. I understand. That's your money, right? But let me tell you my take on the retailers here. The last 5 weeks, do you know how much money they have made ripping off Gardner Minshew?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and now you're going to get mad because you got to pull one item off your shelves when you have 30 shirts in there with beards and bandanas? Like, it don't work like that. I mean,
everybody eating off Gardner, man.
Yes. Yes.
Gardner might as well play college football again.
I could get
like, exactly. Like, his likeness, his mustache, like everything about him is getting paid. Like, if I'm him, I'm lawyering up. Like, go get your bread, buddy.
I'm at least getting a marketing agent, right? That can at least like find me. You can't trademark that stuff, I guess. You can't trademark it.
You can't trademark beard. Your likeness?
But you can't. But I guess, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, all I know is I see a bajillion Gardner Minshew shirts. They're handing out fake mustaches at the game. Then all this kind of stuff.
Which, by the way, they've just trimmed up the old Sean mustaches.
You think they already had them?
Somebody was sitting there when they bought a whole bunch of those Sean mustaches and they just had inventory. They're like, oh, God, what are we going to do now?
Can't so Gardner is their field turf.
Yeah, basically. It's like, what do you do with, like, old T-shirts, give them to Haiti, mail them off somewhere, homeless shelters. Fine.
So many Jalen Ramsey jerseys in Haiti in 3 months.
That'd be dope. Actually, I tweeted that out
today. I tweeted it out today. Don't burn them. Like, there's people right here in Jacksonville.
I love it when you burn the jerseys. It's dope.
There's no, Goodwill. I don't, man. Yeah, no, there's
plenty
there's,
of places to there's, give.
Like, boys' homes, there's just...
Well, yeah, I was... There's homeless... Just like when they were burning after they did the knee, I'm like, if you really care about vets, like, you walk by a bunch of homeless vets when you go to the stadium and you're parking, just give them one of those jerseys, you know? Like, they probably appreciate it. You know how many...
Dude, I saw the greatest homeless guy jersey last week. Ronnie Brown, Dolphins. Oh, I was like, dude, that... I almost bought it off the guy. It was just such a relic.
It was a throwback.
Yeah.
You'd probably appreciate it.
No, I mean, my wife and I were talking about this earlier. My wife's a school teacher, and she teaches in an area that's got some issues. And she made the point, she's like, it's sad, because do you know how many kids just would love to have a Jaguar anything? They don't really care what it says on the back.
Perfect example, the franchise. He don't care. He's got
A.J. Boye.
Who's the wide receiver? See, he's got a Cecil Shorts jersey. He's got a Mojo jersey. And then somebody else in, like, we don't have a Blake. We didn't get him anything.
We didn't go that far.
It's funny because, like, when I was growing up, if you wore a jersey and the player wasn't there, you got picked on. Like, your family can't afford a new jersey. Now it's the throwback jerseys. Like, my son is participating in throwback jersey them.
Well, see, like, 90s. This is 699 just hit us up and said, retailers should offer a credit for turning in a Ramsey jersey towards another Jag jersey and then donate the jersey to the kids in Africa. Why don't you just donate? Why you got
to
get a?
Why do you
skip
have to
the middleman?
Right. Just why don't you just donate it?
And by the way, there are very poor places in Africa. I'm not going to tell you that there aren't.
Yeah, I was actually talking about here in Jacksonville.
There are really affluent places in Africa that, trust me, as a guy who's been there three times, that 50 cent a day thing. There are places over there that are more developed than Jacksonville. So let's just go over to the kids who don't have stuff in America. Let's just. Yeah. Maybe give them that jersey and that joy.
Yeah, I'm not hating on the African.
Yeah, yeah,
thing.
I mean, it's a good idea.
It's like, just why you got to get a credit?
Like, let's just not, with the credit part, let's just not skip over the kids who don't have clothing now.
Right. Right. Yeah, so that's my. That's
you guys my have like part. A favorite jersey growing up that you had?
No, because I grew up.
I had a Marshall Falcon.
I'm older than y'all. When I was growing up, starter jackets were it.
Nice. I love my starter jacket. I'm actually. That was I saw. Me. I was. I thought I saw a 2XL FSU starter jacket, but then I was going down a rabbit hole. I think I might have been in a dark web.
I had a UNLV one.
That was cool. I had a full transparency. Mm-hmm. I had a Miami Hurricane starter jacket.
Of course you did, because they do is win.
It was cold.
Oh, they
was
did.
So,
did.
During that time, there was
a
good.
Joke.
Like when I had mine, it was amazing.
I had this blue with the orange stripes, or whatever color it is, I guess, Broncos Clinton Portis that was like, dude, once a week I was rocking that bad boy.
I grew up in back
Ed
when
Reed, I had
Coca-Cola shirts were the hot thing.
Coca-Cola?
Oh, literally, shirts. you couldn't find one.
Just with the logo on it.
Yeah.
I remember, but I couldn't afford these. The jackets, NASCAR jackets.
Oh yeah,
They were in the store with the throwback jerseys and everything. Like when I was
with
were,
all the
like,
patches.
Yeah, like $300-$400.
Remember the
jackets.
NBA ones?
Yep,
those were very expensive.
Rappers. My mom was like, I'm not paying a mortgage to get you a jacket that you're gonna wear twice.
955 says, yeah, I've got Florida. Blackman, Mojo, Blake, and Ramsey. And
that's
Cecil.
A solid collection.
Yeah. It's rough, man.
You need a what was the guy, Arkansas quarterback?
Matt Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, if you really want to find some discreet throwbacks for any sport,
homeless shelter?
Find homeless people, bro, because they are rocking them.
That could be a segment, actually.
I almost stopped and took a picture of this guy to send to my friends, honestly. I hadn't seen a Ronnie Brown kit in a long time.
Yeah.
Remember actually, when they tried to do the whole him, Cadillac,
yep.
and mm-hmm. what did they call it?
The Wildcat.
The Wildcat, yeah. yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, which they claimed to be the originators of and failed to tell people they were running that in the 30s.
Yeah.
It's called the Wishbone.
No, literally, it's called the Single Wing. They used to run it all the time. Before the Ford Pass was even legal.
What was this guy's Sperano? He always wore Miami, glasses. Yeah.
Yep.
Even at night, he had sunglasses on. Never trusted that guy. Rest in peace.
I forgot he passed.
Yeah. He was sick.
I completely forgot about that. Huh.
I mean, if he didn't, clocks? We'd still be running the Wildcat like to this day.
I feel like we've done hated clocks for the last 2 days.
I have a really quick one before we break. I'm not from Jacksonville, so maybe I'm not even allowed to speak on this, but I find that when some people do the Duval chant, it's very cringy, and it does the opposite of getting the fans riled up. I'll just say that. I see a lot of it. I hear a lot of it on the ads, and I think only certain people should be allowed to do the Duval chant.
Well, I know where you're going, but let me just play devil's advocate. Should only it's certain corny. People be allowed to sing? Kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're confident in your Duval, you rip it out. Like, I mean, we got that damn commercial, the Go Gators.
That's confident. I'm down with that. But like, some of these Duvals that I hear, you know, they do them before the game and stuff.
So are you
cringe.
Are you implying that maybe people are doing the Duval against their will?
Yes, and with no confidence whatsoever in it.
Okay. I think they don't know how many U's.
Yeah,
there's only
they don't know
one
when to
V.
Stop.
And then they don't know how many A's.
Mm. Probably just because it's maybe there should be an age limit. There
if they would
age.
Have just let what was the dude on the black the Eazy-E just teach everybody how to do it and give him his props for like being one of the creators of it.
Not the real Eazy-E, right?
No, not that. No. The Duval Eazy-E.
So there's a local rapper that started.
No, it's not a rapper. DJ. He's a DJ.
Oh,
he's
okay,
been there forever.
Okay, my bad.
That's what I was told. I don't really know.
It was when I was in high school.
Yeah, because I remember, like, when I went to, was it Grad Bash? Or one of them things in Orlando where you go with all the seniors.
And you hear it all over.
305, Duval.
Oh, trust me.
And
I
then
know.
Next thing you know, somebody's throwing hands.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
War cry.
And I just got out of the way. It's
but,
time
like,
I ask
when
people.
I heard that group saying it, it's more intimidating.
It sounded different.
And it's like a war cry. You know, like
you
said,
clock,
I like
you know
it. It's legit. But when you hear some of these older
what do
fellas,
you mean, that group, JJ?
Black young men.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what JJ means. The problem is for centuries, little black boys have been going around Jacksonville yelling, Duval. And typically when you hear that, there's a problem. You need to get ducked for cover. You need to stop, drop, and roll, and do whatever you want to do. Matter of fact, we're practicing stop, drop, and roll at our 10th annual Bring the Little Kids Out to the Blacktop Ball. Where we're going around playing basketball to stop the violence and stop the Duval.
Starts
chance.
October the 2nd.
Fundraising is from October the 2nd to Halloween, and eventually we'll start this thing sometime in 2020. Because just like our bike ride, they drove through all the places where people were getting shot multiple times because we were doing this for safety. Hit us up on Facebook and tell us what you think.
My hate o'clock is that I was not born Brock Osweiler. That man retired today.
He retired?
He retired.
Wait a minute. Did he retire? Like, is he going to be a substitute?
The NFL retired you, Brock.
Well, listen. Before y'all make fun of him, my man made $42 million.
Without a doubt. Oh, he's living.
He made $42 million, and he retired at 28 years old, bro.
Wait a minute. He made $42
million? $42 million and retired at 28.
At 28?
Yes.
He's like, who's laughing now?
Yes.
Man.
Yes. Remember, he had one good season. The Texans paid him a $72 million contract.
I wouldn't even say it was
a
whole season.
That was before he almost got in a fight.
Yeah, he walked away. He heard Mad Dad's. He was in a pizza joint. Somebody tried him. He was like, no, I'm about to get paid. Knocking you out is not worth this 42 mil I'm about to get in my pocket.
I actually don't know what story you're referring to.
Right before he signed the contract, seriously, he was in a pizza joint. Somebody tried to fight him. He just walked away.
That's smart.
Oh, very.
Didn't the guy punch him?
What? I think so. Like, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was
enough. Oh, yeah, he refuses to fight back. I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. And now who's laughing now? The dude that punched him in the parking lot is the dude that JJ saw wearing a Ronnie Brown jersey.
Oh, my God. If you see this guy, he is so much shorter.
And Brock Osweiler
would have rocked this dude.
Brock Osweiler is retired at 28 with 42 mil in the bank.
Ronnie Brown guy.
With nothing to do.
Nothing to do. Nothing to do.
Well, from the video, it looks like he's got his hands full. He's got plenty to do.
Congratulations to Brock Osweiler. Well played. Well played, my man.
Hats off.
Yes. I guess we're going to talk more Jags when we come back.
Might as well.
Want to get to Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, we got to talk about Gardner.
All right, Gardner Minshew when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Matt Hayes makes a good point on Twitter.
Matt makes a lot of good points.
Jalen said when he landed in L.A., he's excited to get to work and do his thing. And Matt Hayes points out if his body tells him he's good to go, that is.
That's not – we don't know if that's an official statement from the Jalen Ramsey camp. We just know the lovely Josina Anderson.
She was looking right today, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't told that by the Jalen Ramsey camp.
She could have been making it up.
10 minutes after Shad got off this.
Dude, women lie every day, B.
Men lie, women lie. Who was that? Look, like Gotti? Yo, Gotti?
Here's a couple things. You want me to kind of read some stuff from the Facebook live? Yeah,
sure.
Tony. I'm not going to butcher your last name, bro. He's like, I think y'all are reading way too much into this Doug part. He honestly doesn't have to answer the question.
You know what? With Facebook Live, I just thought about this. They couldn't hear the sound.
Yeah, I had it turned up.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I thought I did.
I don't know. I have my headphones on.
Tony also has a Brian Anger jersey.
Yeah.
That's
a true fan.
Jimmy Stewart.
I respect you.
Nick Fulp has a – wow, this is nice. These were efficient. Like, I'm shocked my mom didn't buy me these. This is right up her alley.
Jersey shirts?
No.
I had a million of those.
But a Reebok Brett Favre reversible. Black on one side, a Packer green on the other.
Yeah, that's clutch.
Some people say they didn't hear it, though.
Oh, that's my bad.
Yeah, that's the bad thing about me not plugging in so y'all can hear the breaks. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And then somebody gave us a breakdown of the hockey rosters. 25 on the active roster.
Oh, so they did hear us.
Five on ice, one goalie.
Yes, so the average hockey salary is actually almost $500,000 more than the NFL salary, which I was right about.
But they have the minor leagues and things like that, too.
Yeah, the Jacksonville Icemen.
Yeah, I want to go to that game.
Me too. I've only been to one hockey game live, and it was a Lightning game, and it was off the chain, dude. Like, live, it's awesome. TV, not a fan.
I went to a Blackhawks game.
It was fun, right?
I've gone to.
Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah.
Remember I missed the Thursday night game, mm-hmm. and I went to go see the Rangers play the Lightning. Yep. I almost died, JJ.
Oh.
You ever been walking down steps, and, like, you don't pay attention? I missed, like, the last three, and almost, like, rolled my ankle.
Hold on. I'm going to get this phone call, and then I just found something that we have got to get. We got to address
all right.
Hold on. Let me grab.
JJ, you going to play that?
Steve, what's up?
So let's say that you guys are at the leadership table of the Jags. Let's pretend that.
What's for dinner?
I'll throw you that Minshew wins the next four or five games. Foles comes back. Let's pretend that one of you, Shad, Caldwell, Tom Coughlin, what do you guys do? What's that conversation going to look like? I'll take off the air from here. Thanks.
Now, you said we went how many games? The next
four or five in a row? There's no conversation.
There is no conversation. I'm telling Doug, if you put that Mr. Glass in there, I'm going to drop you on your neck.
On that team already has that nickname. You need to think of another one.
No, he doesn't have Mr. Glass. He has the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah. Albino.
I think if he wins the next two.
Yeah.
You got to roll with him.
You got, yeah.
Because when is Foles supposed to be back? I guess we haven't really heard that.
Week 8, I thought.
Yeah, I think it's when they go to
London.
We're
coming up.
Yeah. I think if they win the next two, you got to roll with him because now you're 4-4.
Foles is pretty comfortable right now. He's kind of looking at it like, I hope you guys get on a run, man, because like right now I'm liking this not playing thing and getting paid.
You want to hear a true friend?
Sure.
I mean, I honestly don't think I have a friend like this.
Okay.
Freshman student at the University of Alabama, Connor Kroll.
Okay.
19 years old.
I'm already liking Connor.
Okay, phoned in a bomb threat to Tiger Stadium during Florida-LSU football game.
Heard about this.
Was booked into jail early Sunday. Where records listed him as a fugitive from justice. He remains jailed in Tuscaloosa without bond and could be facing a felony charge when the case moves to the state of Louisiana. Do you want to hear why he did it?
Why?
His friend was on the verge of losing a large bet.
So he wouldn't even do it. He made his buddy do it.
His friend was on the verge of losing a large bet, and my man said, I care so much about you. I need to have Vegas take this game off the board. I got an idea.
So it must have been, he bet the under, I guess. And what are they like? After the first quarter of that game, he's like, dude, there's no way the under's hitting.
Yeah, I don't.
They're scoring on every drive.
I don't. I mean, listen, I'm not saying either of these cats are smart. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they're loyal.
Oh, hell yes.
Sometimes that's what it's all about.
That's, wow.
At least he didn't kill any trees.
Yeah, Auburn. Yeah, wow.
I need to know what the bet was now.
Gardner Minshew, well, you're right. It had to be. He had to bet the under. Couldn't have.
Because if he took, like, LSU minus 14, like, you don't know.
It depends on when they got hit.
Well, that's true. It could have been, like, halftime. Yeah. His friend's like,
I'm going to make a phone call real quick.
Denny, I'm about to do something, man. I need you to tell me if it's, oh, my God. I can't believe he did that. I need to know if this is stupid, right?
If you're asking, it probably is.
Right now, I've got one awful quarterback that's going to give me points.
Oh, gosh. We're talking fantasy.
No, but hear me out. Then I got one that's just awful.
We don't want to hear you out. Yeah, his name's Jameis.
You're talking about Jamison Baker.
Yeah, but
which one
somehow,
is awful?
Listen, somehow the gods gave them both a bye week at the same time.
Yes.
Now,
go get
you
Gardner.
Shouldn't have them.
Yes, go get Gardner.
Get Gardner because he's available.
Yes.
I mean, because Gardner's done extremely decent.
Now, go get Gardner.
Except for last week. He got 4.6 points, man.
Hey, go get Gardner. He's playing Cincinnati. Go get Gardner. And I'm glad you said that because that's right where I wanted to go. With all this Jalen stuff, Gardner can grow his legend so much if he balls out this weekend. If he can just take our mind away from this. For 4 hours.
I'm telling you, Gardner, I would be the president of your fan club if you come through.
I mean,
if you give me 4.6 points, man.
If he could ball out, if DJ Chark could ball out, Fournette's the one that could take over this. Like, I mean, here's what somebody needs to do. If you really want to embrace yourself to the fans, is you need to – somebody's going to have to give an F. Jalen quote. If you want to call Jalen before, that's fine.
You tell him I got.
You're like, dude, I got to make my start.
It's not you, bro. I just got to do this, man.
Right. You did this with all the quarterbacks. By the way, Jalen's playing with a quarterback that he trashed in the Forbes article. Now.
And you know what? The quarterback's excited to have
Goff.
Which just lets me know that nobody.
Now, the quarterback's not going to say if he's not.
I mean, he didn't care. He's just like, whatever.
Actually, he's playing with two quarterbacks that he trashed. It's but anyway.
Idiot liquored up corner.
So, yeah. So call Jalen Fournette and go, look. Just you understand why I'm doing this. I'm trying to get bags here.
It's sort of like in pro wrestling when, like, you have to beat The Undertaker to become the guy or whatever. You know, I'm going to put you over. Jalen needs to let Fournette put him over.
Right. So, Jalen, here's what I'm going to do. Is after I score my first touchdown, I'm going to find the nearest camera. I'm going to take my helmet off. And as loud as I can, I'm just going to yell, F Jalen. We didn't need him.
That would be epic, dude.
It would be amazing. This city would go crazy for whoever that is.
More likely, he doesn't score a touchdown and they lose.
Well, you can't let me just...
I'm just kidding.
You can't let me live my fantasy here.
I'm just kidding.
I just want a superstar.
Or
that's
if,
all.
Like, Minshew... Unfortunately, you can't do it because of the NFL rules, but if Minshew decided to change his number to 20 this week, that would be cool. Sick.
That would be funny.
But of that course, would almost the like, no fun league, you have to have like a certain number.
But
for
see, I don't think that
position.
Would work. I don't think that would work because I think half the people, everybody's so divided now. Half the people would be like, "Oh, he's trolling." The other half would be like, "He's paying homage to Jalen. Bump him. Jalen's not with us anymore."
Our people are just.
It ain't our people. It's all people, everywhere. This ain't just in Duval. Yeah, but rock with Gardner.
He's starting. He just got the job.
So, Gardner, here's your chance, bro. Here's your chance.
Yeah, who is the best player on the team right now? I was thinking about that earlier today.
Calais.
A guy who probably won't be here next year.
Basically.
I mean, Calais is the best. I mean, he's, what, 33 now?
Yeah.
He's my age.
I mean, Gardner's is the one that the fans are most.
He's not the best player
right?
on the team.
Right, but I mean, but that's where the fans' hope is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's another reason why you can't bring Foles back in.
Before this year, I would have said Yannick, I guess, but he hasn't exactly been performing to expectations.
He's been better
the last two games. He's played very well.
Last couple, he's been a little better. But I mean, if you're talking about people who have the chance to do that, like, I don't think DJ Chark has the personality, although I don't know. I mean, he keeps playing like he is.
Never even heard him talk.
Yeah. He keeps playing like he is, and I think people will gravitate more towards him. But it's definitely Gardner or Fournette. That's the funny thing. There is nobody on defense, is there? If you take Calais out, who else would this city, like, just rally behind?
It's funny.
Yeah, sure ain't Telvin.
Y'all better wake the f*** up.
Did Jalen fly Telvin out there too? I mean, because I kind of get the sense that Telvin's been Jalen's like.
You think this trade was he's got to come as well?
Like, it's almost like.
You got to bring Telvin if I'm coming.
It's almost like Telvin is his performance coach through Instagram.
You have nothing to fear but fear itself and spiders.
And cancer. Death. Car accident.
You and cancer, man. Did you get in trouble yesterday about that?
And vaping.
What? Did I get in trouble?
Yeah, you talked about some
of our listeners' moms.
Loyal listeners,
yeah, God
man.
Forbid. You just can't bring up the word cancer at all and it offends people? Sorry, bro.
Like, he was one of the original guys, man. He's a fat man calendar pick.
I wasn't talking about an individual. Like,
jeez,
relax,
man.
And yes, I think about death all the time. We've been over this.
You need help. You need to go. See,
I do.
You need to go
I
see
do
Telvin.
Need help.
You and Telvin need to spend an afternoon together. Oh. He needs to teach you what fear is.
I'm good on that.
Yeah. I'm watching a video of Tyson boxing right now.
Is it the recent one?
It's terrifying.
Where he's like moving his feet real fast.
Yeah.
He's in the air.
But he's got the old man beard.
The air pops.
Yeah, he's like, got the old shoe. Old
nobody's
going to
talk about his air monarchs, man.
He's still fast.
My dad cuts
grass. He's still fast, though.
Mm-hmm. He's fast as hell.
Golly.
And I guarantee you if he hits you with one of those, bro,
I'm not gonna...
you're out.
Hanging out with him was terrifying.
You got to hang out with Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I've never told you about the story in Vegas.
No. Of course it was in Vegas.
Remember Maxim magazine?
Of course.
Yeah, it was a party.
Is Maxim gone now?
I don't know. How could it still be in existence?
I don't really look for the magazine anymore.
First
like,
off,
past that
it's a magazine. Magazines don't exist.
I don't know.
Anymore.
But it could be an online.
Off,
it could have shifted to online,
it's
but nobody.
Like non-nude, like, you know, everybody's got a smartphone in their damn hand with Pornhub. Like,
yeah.
Maxim
Tasty
died.
Blacks. Excess, whatever Tasty stuff like black. That. I mean, but Maxim was awesome. One, Maxim, like Playboy magazine, which is people tend to like not want to believe you, had incredible interviews.
Yeah, there were celebrities in it.
Really
all the time.
Good interviews were in those.
Well, Maxim's still around.
It is. Good it's just nowhere near as big as it used to be.
Looking at their website, there really isn't anything about women.
What?
Huh?
It's like,
did it
change? Maybe you're on the wrong website.
Are you sure? Maybe Maxim magazine.
I mean, it has women, but then it's like cars and
it's always been that.
That's
Adidas,
what it's always been.
The guy's magazine.
Five essential tips for getting a good haircut.
That's what Playboy is.
JJ, come here real quick, man. Just come here real quick. I don't know what website he's on.
It's got.
You type in? It's not about women.
You gotta scroll down. That's the only. You know what?
Can
Jasmine
they see
Sanders
that
thing?
on this? Like, do you think they'll be?
Scroll down.
Denny, the first thing that pops on the page is a woman in a bra. That's the Maxim magazine
Her
website.
Name is Jasmine
bro.
Sanders.
I don't even know who that is.
She's stunning.
I'm more.
But
I'm
then
more
you
interested
got car.
In the five essential tips for getting a good haircut.
That's the thing. Like that's what's great about
that.
These
it's,
magazines.
They mix
it's just
that in
all
there.
Guy stuff.
Bottle of bourbon.
You see that one on rides? The Black Mamba Land Rover Defender. That's amazing.
They always have a cool car. They always have some stuff.
Six wheeled mega truck monster.
It was
oh
the
my
most.
Gosh, look at this thing.
That's like the original Humvee that like Schwarzenegger used to ride around in the 90s.
It's not really about women. What's the first link on the top of it? Woman.
315
Gs. I need woman.
315 Gs for this.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's a crib, bro.
Yeah.
I got to have Rick Ross money to get that.
Thing is amazing. I mean, didn't it used to just be all women?
No, it was always about guns. Like all the most masculine things that you could think of, that's what they posted.
Yeah, like Playboy's not just all women. There's
right.
all kind of guy stuff.
They've
in
got
there.
A thing in here saying you can now rent a Goodyear blimp.
Really?
Through Airbnb.
Where? We got to see how much.
To sleep in it?
Yeah, they've got this thing like made up. It's actually, wow.
What if we did that? How much?
No, I don't trust blimps, bro.
Oh, beginning I mean, October 15th.
Remember that one in the 20s?
Beginning October 15th, the property rental service is offering one-night stays in the famous Goodyear blimp, okay. October 22nd through 24th, as part of a lead-up to the University of Michigan versus University of Notre Dame game.
I've only wanted to have the Goodyear blimp for one reason. One of my fantasies is to live out a rap, to be in a rap video, but to live out a rap video, and I just wanted to have the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And I wanted to read Ice Cube's a Pimp. Not even James Cole. I just wanted to read Ice Cube's a Pimp because that just would be such a clutch night. You're driving home at 2 o'clock in the morning. You look up in the sky and it says, boom, it's right there.
We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the sports tent on the other side. I tell you the difference
between me and them. They're trying to get the... You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
I think I'm going to frequent this Maxim site. Yeah, good information. On there. I didn't realize that Russell Wilson, we were just talking about this at the break, I didn't realize dude was balling like this. What did I say, 17 touchdowns, no picks? Carlton Banks is balling, James.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about Cuba Gooding Jr., but okay. Training camp.
Let's get it. Yeah. What's
he doing? Did you notice Jalen did sound a little Russell-ish? Like on his Twitter?
He's been LA. He's been hanging around Telvin. Telvin sounds just like him.
That's true.
Can somebody feed Adam Silver, by the way? I'm looking at a picture.
Oh my God, he's an alien.
I know.
Well, when you're in China, there's no food, you know?
Well, that's true. All right, tomorrow night we'll get something besides Jalen, I promise.
Yeah, college football, please.
Yes. Promise. Jalen Free Radio tomorrow night?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.